This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. The Alaska House has a new special committee to focus on Native issues in the state. The Tribal Affairs Committee will aim to advance relationships with tribes. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman attended the first few meetings as lawmakers received an overview of how tribes reach compacts with the state.
The committee has formed in part because tribes and tribal organizations like hospitals could provide more services that the state funds. And since the state's relationship with tribes cuts across many different state departments, lawmakers decided to have one committee that would deal with the full range of tribal affairs. Bethel Democratic Representative Tiffany Zolkowski says tribes are providing services that incorporate traditional ways of thinking, and she says that's improving outcomes in areas like health care.
Our state is home to nearly half of all federally recognized tribes in the country. Seeking to further our relationship with Alaska tribes, help to bridge both historical and political divisions while also capitalizing on limited fiscal resources.
The committee's first meeting provided context. Andrea Sanders of the First Alaskans Institute gave a presentation on Alaska Native history and current issues.
Our people have intact knowledge about how these things have impacted us previously and ideas for how to move forward.
Sanders emphasizes that the federal and state relationship with Alaska Native tribes means that Alaska Natives have a political status and that services like the Indian Health Service are based on that political status and not race. But she says non-Natives can misunderstand that.
Sometimes they get angry about why do Alaska Native people get free health care. It's not because of our racial status. It's because when this country was founded, it was all Indian country. And so the United States, in recognition of what we gave up as tribes, made a commitment.
One major area of work is health care. Former Lieutenant Governor Valerie Davidson says tribal organizations have provided care in a way that improved the health of Alaska Native people, in part by providing health care where people live. This is based on compacts the state has formed with tribes. She says compacts can be used to provide services in other areas.
We have those same opportunities to make those same strides through state compacts with tribes, but they have to be adequately funded in order for them to be successful. We need to make sure that we set people up for success and we don't just merely transfer the responsibility without any of the resources.
The committee will hold hearings on rural public safety and child welfare in the coming days. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
And in Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.